This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha Unified leaders say there is no direct threat to local schools, but they're asking families to stay alert. It comes after new social media posts about school shootings. The district says a person tied to those online threats has been detained. The district says safety remains the top priority. Forecasters say now is the time to shovel, with an Arctic blast bringing wind chills of 15 to 25 below later this week. A wintry mix is in store for today and tonight, with roads becoming slick. Racine DPW crews are out today pushing snow curb to curb to clear slush and open parking lanes. The city is asking drivers to park off-street when they can, so plows can leave neighborhood streets in better shape. Foxconn plans to invest another $570 million at its Mount Pleasant site to build data centers instead of factories. The company says the renewed effort could create about 1,400 jobs over 4 years. The holiday train rolls into Racine County tonight. It stops at the Sturtevant Amtrak station at 7 for a half-hour concert, then heads on down the line to Caledonia for another show at 8:15. In addition to the lit-up train, music, and more, it's also an effort to collect cash and food donations for local food pantries. And Racine County says demand for its Meals on Wheels program is outpacing funding. They say some seniors may soon have to wait for service. Starting next month, more than 100 older adults could end up on a wait list for home-delivered meals. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers hockey is number one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The rankings are out, and the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team remains ranked number one in the nation after sweeping the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers men's team ranked second in the nation behind the first place Michigan Wolverines. NFL, the Packers back at practice tomorrow. Sunday, they face the Broncos in Denver. The Broncos have won 10 games in a row. Matt LaFleur revealed that despite playing the last 2 weeks, wide receiver Dontavian Wicks still recovering from that ankle injury.
He's been battling through that, and I would say it's day to day. I mean, he was limited in practice, and we'll see how he progresses, but certainly we need him out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have the night off. They're going to host the Boston Celtics Thursday night at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Baseball, the editors of Baseball America have named the Milwaukee Brewers the Major League Organization of the Year and named Pat Murphy their Manager of the Year with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have some rain and snow on the way tonight into tomorrow. We can get an inch or two of accumulation with rain and wind. Wind gusts from 30 to 40 possible later tonight into tomorrow. Today, mostly cloudy, 34, snow starts tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.